Guardian Unlimited.
Oof back.
Are you pleased to be here tonight, Griffin?
Yep, certainly.
Oof back. What do you say to people who don't want you to be here tonight, Griffin?
Today I finally get the chance to speak. Just turn
around. It's had a huge impact because it's a, you know, it's a really big thing to happen in Oxford. Some colleges are telling people not to go out tonight unless they have to. Some colleges which are close to the union are locking down so that you know, no one will be able to go in and out without permission.
We fought 30 years ago in the anti-Nazi league to keep the Nazis out of Oxford. I'm not against free speech, I'm against Nazis in our town. It's Nazis being given an invitation to come to our town to speak under the pretense of a debate about free speech, and I don't think it's about that at all.
This speaks for itself. I mean, look at that. If anyone's being harassed or being, you know, put upon, it's people who've come here, look at it, to watch a debate that, you know, is examining the limits of free speech. And you've got people here who can't even get through the door, who are members of the union, who got tickets for this event. It's a private debate.
You only deny the Holocaust if you want to repeat it. Those people that want to repeat it, I think that generation before had no idea what Mussolini and Hitler were going to do. This generation is forewarned and forearmed by history.
In theory, I think we're obviously in favour of the free speech element. We think it's quite important that these people should be allowed to come. We're here because we're interested to talk to the other side, who obviously have very strong views, because we don't really understand it, I think, why these people are protesting so strongly against free speech, which is essentially what it is about.
And we're now in the Great Hall, where the debate is due to take place. It's now been delayed because of the protesters broken into the hall and are now linking arms on the main floor.
But the moment you have an establishment, an elite of any sort, which believes it has the right to say this is wrong and you shall not say it, then you turn on this totalitarian mentality in people, which you've seen there tonight. That's a mob which would kill perfectly happily.
Well, Matthew Taylor's now with us in the pod. Matt, did the debate actually go ahead then?
Well, eventually, after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and a lot of trouble, it did go ahead. But they were forced to separate out the two main speakers that everyone came to see and hear, Griffin and Irving, into two separate rooms for security fears.
So did the Oxford Union give Nick Griffin and David Irving free rein to express their views?
Absolutely. They weren't hindered in any way. And there was very strong opposition within the audience and from two student speakers who were opposing him in the debate. But he said exactly what he wanted to say.
So do you think this affair enhanced the reputation of the Oxford Union?
I wouldn't think so, personally. I spoke to Luke Trill, the president, at the end of the night, and he said he wouldn't have done anything differently. But I think they will look back on this as not a great day for the Oxford Union.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.